Here's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst. Mr. Toronto tonight, I would assume. Even out in BC, you got to be tracking Toronto, right?
Everybody is. Everybody here is that I know that I've talked to is waiting for 4 o'clock. You know, like they. It's amazing that as much as you know, people hate the Leafs or talk about how they hate the Leafs. When they're in this moment, everybody wants to watch the Leafs. Like they can't wait.
Is it hate watch?
No, I don't think they're. See, I don't think either that they're cheering for Boston. Not out here, that's for sure.
Not in Vancouver.
You know, no chance. I think. I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong, but when we see the, you know, the footage of the square and like the people going nuts in there, it looks fun. And I think at some point, when people get by the craziness of cheering for their own team, like sports are fun. They like to see fun. I think people imagine, like, what if they win tonight? Like, what is that place going to be like? What will it be like in the second round? What could it be like if they get to the conference final? Like, I think people are, they can say they're not interested in the Leafs, but it's just kind of a lie.
Well, it is.
They are interested.
That's why the Leafs play on hockey night every year for the past 50 years, because they move the needle. They've got the biggest fan base because Toronto's the biggest city, but also because there's a lot of people throughout the country that are captivated by the story. And I think a lot of them hate watch. You know, there's going to be a lot of people hate watching that want them to lose and want them to lose badly so they can chirp their Leaf friends. But everybody throughout the country has a friend who's a big Leaf fan.
There, I mean, whether it came from your, you know, your parents, or whether you feel like you're force-fed the Leafs, which a lot of people out west do, but you just went over why they are on every Saturday. Like, one thing every year, as predictable as the rain in November out here, is that people are going to complain that the Leafs at the Canucks game is on at 4 o'clock. They can't stand it. It's like it's an affront. To they're coming into our city and we got to change our game time. Yeah, it's because the city of Toronto wants to watch the game at 7 o'clock Eastern. That's
right.
Why we're doing it.
Exactly.
Like it's not, but it. So that's where I would say Vancouver feels like the little brother that doesn't want to be the little brother to Toronto. The two. I mean, I know this. Will, you know, there's arguments all over the place, but the two best cities in Canada are Toronto and Vancouver.
Yeah.
And they're all they're both different. They both got lots of things. You know, I've spent more time in Toronto than I ever thought I would, because I thought I would actually work somewhere near where I lived, but that doesn't happen. So what I've found is, man, there's all kinds of great stuff about Toronto, but there's all kinds of great stuff out here. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
And people out here feel like they get snubbed. And so that's just the way it is. And
well, tonight's
all be
not going to
help.
Yeah, tonight
they'll
won't
all be
help.
Watching tonight.
Yeah, of course. And it's the only game going. I mean, this is a big opportunity for the Leafs and for the Bruins. You've got every hockey fan in the world. There's only one game going on tonight. It's only one game seven.
But it's different too, Brian, because if it was Washington and Columbus game seven, it wouldn't be the same.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Like, people would watch it. I think people would watch it. But if they got here at 5:30 and they missed the first period, they go, I'll just pick it up. I don't sense that people are meandering their way home from work. They want to get there to watch it.
Yeah, that's amazing that that's happening in Vancouver. And you know what's happening here. Like, I went to the grocery store this morning. I went out for lunch. And just talking to random people that you kind of interact with in your community, and they're all geared up for the game tonight. And we all can't wait. We've been talking about it for a couple of days. So when you look at it, when you go into the game tonight, let's start with the Leafs. What needs to happen? Like, absolutely has to happen for them to win tonight.
Well, I guess we talked a bit yesterday about the goalies, right? So that's imperative. Like, you can't, your goalie can't have a bad night. You have a bad night, you're done. If he gives up one crappy one, maybe you can survive it. But if he has a shaky night, then you're done. They have to stay away from no more than three minors. Like, you cannot take four or five minors. I don't know how they're going to call the game, which kind of sucks, but I know there'll be people that on whichever team loses is going to feel their team got too many penalties. But you got to be careful. You can't take a penalty here, like a foolish penalty, a trip in the offensive zone. Like, your composure is going to be everything tonight. I remember the game sevens I played, and you guys played in them too. It's like, everything happens so fast. You think about this game for so long, and then, bam, all of a sudden it's the middle of the second period. Like, you can lose your composure in a hurry and waste half a game. That can't happen. Well, it might happen to somebody, and that'll be the difference.
Yeah. We were talking about that before the game. Like, everyone says the right things, and the same cliches come out. You know, we're going to treat it like any other game, but it's not any other game. You've never played in anything like this before. If you're Matthews, Marner, Nylander, you've never been in Game 7 of a Stanley Cup playoff. It's never happened. So,
Ray, let me ask you this. I mean, you played in them, and Ohaz, and I've been a part of them, too. I didn't start in one, but, like, did your routine change during that day leading up to the game?
I tried not to. Like, I went to bed at 2 o'clock like I always did.
Yeah.
But I remember rolling around in there and staring at the roof and then not wanting to turn on the TV because I got to sleep. And then you tell yourself you got to sleep. And I remember, and I played three of them, and all three of them I slept like crap.
Yeah, I know. And you're worried. You're like, am I going to be tired? Am I not going to be energetic? Because I needed that sleep.
Oh, man. Then you're right. You're in your own head. I do remember walking to the rink in Pittsburgh for Game 7 and, you know, like, leaving at the same time. You know, the previous ones I had gotten there early, and I didn't, I don't know how you get there, and you're like, what the hell am I going to do? I ate my sticks already. There's nothing to do. And the one in Pittsburgh, I remember three or four of us were walking up, and we just went at the regular time. You know, tried to trick ourselves, I think, into thinking it was just like another game, even though you know it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
That's the truth.
It can't possibly be. And I don't know what to expect out of the Maple Leafs again because this core hasn't been in this position. But I also don't know how much weight to put into the experience of the Bruins because they got a lot of young guys, too.
They got nine guys today, I heard, that are playing their first Game 7.
Exactly.
Who, Boston does?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we think they're way more experienced because of Chara and Bergeron. But there is a lot of, you know, Jake DeBrusk hasn't done it. Danton Heinen's not done it. Charlie McAvoy's not done it. Like, how about this game could easily come down to a big play, right, that one guy's going to make or not make? Two guys that have been a little bit underwhelming that are stars. You know, one, of course, is Matthews. The other's McAvoy. Like, McAvoy is a hell of a player, and he's come nowhere near his level in this series. Maybe it's tonight. You know, like, for him, or maybe it's tonight for Matthews. Like, there's just nothing to choose between them. I mean, I think Boston's played longer stretches of better hockey, but it doesn't matter anymore. Like, however you get to this, the door of Game 7, now it's just you step through it and it's a new book. It doesn't even matter. Whatever you've done before doesn't even matter. It's right after Renny Rancourt finishes that anthem.
25 fist pumps tonight. That's what we're calling.
Well, we have to figure out how many you think he is. I mean, Ray, you're not going to be involved in Jerry's, but what do you think? How many fist pumps?
You know what? I think he's going to go with four tonight.
Yeah.
And it'll be because four wins, four fist pumps. So under the stands, he'll be loosening up his voice and his rotator cuff.
Yeah.
Four fist pumps. That's just so annoying.
The only thing I could say is four, or he goes seven for Game 7.
If he goes seven, the game will start at 8:15. Like, if he does seven fist pumps,
he does them pretty quick.
Well, but no, but he waits for the crowd and he puts the stupid face on.
And then he
does the points. And I would love to get the Bruins in a candid moment. Like, pull Marchand aside and be like, just be honest, you can't stand this guy, right? And I'll bet you he'd say, oh, it drives us nuts.
But I agree, because I hated standing there while this guy was doing it. But, if you're a Bruins fan, you probably... The guy's a legend there. Like, they love him. But he's an anthem singer. I think he got a ring.
He did get a ring.
That's the thing. Like, I think when Boston won, I heard something, like, they bought 575 rings or something for everyone.
Yes.
Like the elevator worker.
I think that might have started the trend, and I would guess there's a lot of owners in pro sports that have a hate on for the Bruins, because I thought I read that the Eagles, they're making something like 1,200 rings or something.
Yeah. 1,200 of them.
There should be different levels, though, right? Like, if you're the janitor at the rink, you don't get a $40,000 ring. You get a replica. but you get a ring. You shouldn't get a $40,000 ring.
Well,
you didn't play.
I guess not, but still, $1,200. There's 50, what, three players on the team.
Well,
so
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'll bring this in. Ray and I cover Ottawa. I've done a few Leaf games. If the Leafs win the Cup, do you think I should get a ring?
No.
No.
No, of course not.
But, I think Jack Edwards has a ring.
Do you think? I'll bet you Joe Bowen would get a ring. 100% Bowen would get a ring.
And Ralphie.
Although it's
but
Lou.
Why?
Lou might make the call, and Lou may say no. Lou may only allow the players. Like, Babcock might not get a ring.
Babcock will get a ring.
You go to the Olympics, teams win a gold medal, the coaches don't get one.
Right.
That's ridiculous. I mean,
what would you do with it? So say you're a broadcaster, say it's us, you win a, I would never wear the ring. Why would I wear that?
Oh, Ray, you know the Homer broadcast. They would wear that to sleep.
Joe Bowen could because, I mean, he has been the voice
Bonesy's
of the league.
He's been around for a long
time.
Like,
I would make that exception. But, I mean, Ray, you do 26 games a year?
Yeah. I'm not wearing a ring.
How would you respond if the Leafs won a cup and they called you up and asked for your ring size?
Don't bother.
You would take it. You'd take it.
No, why would I take it? I would take it and I would put it in a box. Like, I would never wear it. I don't deserve anything to do.
I would wear one.
I would wear it in a heartbeat.
Of course you would. You'd wear it with your alumni jacket.
I wouldn't. Like, I would.
I would.
I think I would put it up for charity. I would, donate it to charity and auction it off.
That's a good idea.
Like, there's no, I didn't have anything to do with it. Like, Ray's breaking down plays. Same thing with me. I'm standing there. And sometimes you have to be critical of them. Like, there was that time, Ray, this year, you were talking about Polak's bad penalty, and he's 4 inches away from you disagreeing.
I thought he was going to... At that point, that's when I realized what a good guy he was. Because,
he's awesome.
You know, he was, so emotional, emotionally involved in the clip. And then he was like, oh, no, not a penalty, not a penalty. And I was like, man, he could have just ripped off my arm there and said, beat me over the head with it. And I was like... Then I start, I met him a little bit. He's funny. Like, he's a big, gruff, funny guy. But he doesn't, if he gets a Stanley Cup ring, you think he's going to look at me wearing one and go, the hell is he wearing that ring for?
Well, that's a good point. Like, if you do wear one, like, let's say for whatever reason we had one, they sent one to us. Could you imagine us on site interviewing, Auston Matthews, and we're wearing a cup ring?
Yeah.
How
they're
stupid.
Not wearing theirs, period.
Yeah, and he doesn't wear his. And we have ours on. How stupid
you would
feel.
That's what I mean. I would never, there has to be a line where it's like, okay, that's enough. Like, the pigeons on the outside, you don't get. These are the guys who earn it, they earn it. But it just, I think you're right. The Bruins started this because they were so excited that, the broadcasters got it. And
Rene Rancourt wears his ring. He'll have it on tonight.
The anthem singer got one.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, okay, so back to... how long has Joe done the games?
Oh, over 30 years, 35 years,
well,
I think.
That's different.
I agree. I think Joe should get one.
That's different. I mean, we've showed up on the scene in the last 5 or 6 years here to do games. it would never happen, and I wouldn't want one.
I would not accept. I would be like, I'm good, thank you.
We need them to get through game 7 first.
Either.
Yeah, you couldn't play golf with it?
No.
Yeah, that's true.
That wouldn't work.
They gotta
win tonight, though, I think.
Well, exactly. We're putting the cart before the horse. We're sizing up cup rings.
Wow.
And they're playing game 7
It was just
tonight.
Hypothetical I being know. Ridiculous,
We got a poll question up on Twitter asking people, when you're watching a big game, what is the worst type of guy to be around? 35% play-by-play guy, the guy that won't stop talking and yelling at the screen. 33% people saying... a fan of the opposing team. So tonight that would be sitting around the table with a Bruins fan. 32% saying piss drunk guy. Which one would you vote for?
That's my vote.
That's where I voted too.
Somebody shut this guy up. Seriously.
Exactly.
Piss drunk guy.
For sure.
Like the guy on the other team, okay, he's cheering too, and then you give it to him, and when your team scores, and he's like that. I don't know. Short of it turning into a fist fight, that's fun. I think that's part of it. The pissed drunk guy, put him in a bag, put him out. Out you go, pal.
Yeah, Piss drunk guy can really turn the tide of an evening too. If he starts getting carried away,
he can cause some disruption.
Well, that's the thing. You get in an argument with him, and he takes a swipe at you, and all of a sudden now you're in a fist fight, and you're just trying to watch the game. Like, it's ridiculous.
I also think so. You've got somebody over. You know, you got a group of guys over at your house, and piss drunk guy knocks over the food because he's an idiot. And you're like, now your wife's sour, you're sour, there's a mess everywhere. You're like, get him out of here.
You have to leave. I will chicken wing you out of here if I have to, but you can't be here anymore. Yeah, play-by-play guy, though, that's getting a lot of votes, too. The guy who won't stop yelling at the screen and telling.
My guy.
Yeah, I would probably vote play-by-play guy, but there's all three of these guys can be tough. So we'll see.
The fact, look at the votes, though, being so close.
Yeah.
There's a lot of annoyed people. I think a lot of guys, I think when I'm watching a big game, I'd prefer to watch it almost by myself.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I want to focus on what I'm watching at. You know, like when I was watching, like when the Red Sox won their first World Series, I wasn't watching that with anybody. I was like, I want to watch this. Every pitch, I was dying. I'm like, I want to watch this. I don't want to listen to some guy go, oh, was that a curveball or was that a fastball? Beat it.
Yeah.
Scram. I want
Take
to watch
a
the
lap.
Game.
Sorry, pal. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Not happening tonight. I'm with you. I'm going home, and I will be antisocial. I'm sitting on the couch watching the game. And
will your wife respect your...
I don't
fandom.
Know. She'll make a joke. Yeah. I know she'll make a joke. She'll sit down and take the channel changer and be like, do you mind if I watch This Is Us or something like that? Like, she'll make a joke, but she knows. Yeah. She's been around me long enough.
You'll get up and you'll be... Are you going to be in your man cave or upstairs?
I don't know. I think I'll probably be upstairs. Maybe I'll man cave it tonight. I probably should man cave it.
You don't have a good luck spot at home?
I have a comfortable spot. I have an ass groove.
Yeah.
That I think I'll
can't
get
even imagine
with.
How big that thing is.
Homer Simpson and I just rival each other in the ass groove department. Yeah, that'll be getting some attention tonight. So I'll be snuggling with my ass groove.
Well,
that's my
I
plan.
Think I got to be honest with you. I've not looked forward to a game like this in a long time. Like I don't know why. I think the Leafs really interest me because of how they play, and they're always a bit of a wild card. And Boston, I think, is really good, and I can't wait. I hope it's going to be a great game. I really do.
It really should be. Enjoy it tonight, buddy. Regardless of how it goes, we'll break it down tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Talk to you then. Later, boys.
There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst. Don't forget, Leafs Bruins right here on TSN 1050. Puck drop in about 2 hours, pregame at 7 o'clock.